This week sees the 50th anniversary of BBC Local Radio. Its birth is largely credited to former accomplished war correspondent Frank Gillard. Frank had heard how local radio worked in action in other countries and was keen to create it here. Michael Barton was an early local radio manager.
Frank knew he needed to do a lot of hard talking, not only outside the BBC with the politicians, but within it. Lot of resistance to local radio, Toy Town Radio, what the heck are they doing, wasting their money? And Frank set up, quite wisely, in 1963, thereabouts, a series of experiments, closed-circuit experiments that were never broadcast. What Frank was doing, very cleverly, was setting up these small experiments for a few days at a time, recording everything that was done, and he was building up his little archive, which was going to be used in the future to great effect, to persuade the doubters, the politicians, those with influence, that this is the way forward.
One challenge was funding the new services, given BBC cash didn't exist at the time. Local bodies were asked to pitch in the necessary £50,000, and the order of stations coming on air lent much to who put their hands in their pockets most quickly. Leicester was to come first.
This is Radio Leicester. It's 12:15 and time for the midday edition of The Leicester Scene. The man in the chair today, David Challis.
The small staff of 16 have moved into their new studios and offices at Epic House in Charles Street, and already they're having practice runs on their programmes. 8 weeks to go before this station opens. You seem to be starting these practice runs pretty early.
Well, it might seem a little early, but it's not really from our point of view. We've got an awful lot of work to do before November the 8th, the day on which we start. We've got to get used to quite a lot of new equipment, and one of the things we were trying to do in this particular run-through was to take a sample day and see how much news there was available. Could we, for instance, find enough news to fill two magazine programmes in a day, a lunchtime edition and an early evening edition? And in fact, it was marvellous. It went completely the other way. We found we had so much that we had to leave some out. I'm sure it's going to be a question of economy.
I couldn't understand your antics during the practice round. You looked more like a jack-in-the-box. Was all that jumping around really necessary?
Well, there certainly was a lot of jumping about, and I think to a certain extent this is going to be expected during these practice runs.
I think there was some sort of feeling in some quarters that it was all a bit toy town, if that's the word. And it was staffed by people who'd never worked in broadcasting at the lower levels. And that there was I won't call it resentment, a misunderstanding, I think, is probably the better word, about what it was going to achieve and how it was going to achieve it.
This is BBC Radio Leicester. Good afternoon from Radio Leicester, broadcasting on 95.05 VHF. Here is the Postmaster General, the Right Honourable Edward Short.
This is the first hometown radio station in Britain. It opens a new and, I think, exciting chapter in the story of British radio.
And what a day. We've had the Postmaster General to open the station, the Lord Mayor of Leicester's had a say, and we've got more visitors in the studio this afternoon.
There I was, a nervous young man at the controls of the radio station that was the first to go on the air in the country.
Well, I'll flash right round to my next request, which is from Julie Howard of 18 Foss Road, North Leicester.
We don't know who was listening, but for a quarter of an hour we read out local news and traffic information and stuff like that. And then we went into the World at One on BBC Radio 4 and immediately heard ourselves coming back again because it was big, major national news.
Britain's first experimental local radio station, Radio Leicester, went on the air about 15 minutes ago, like this. Mr. Short said the station manager, Mr. Maurice Ennals, and his staff had been given no instructions about how the station should be run. They knew that their job was to provide bright and attractive local programmes. The Lord Mayor of Leicester, Alderman Sir Mark Hennig, described local radio as an experiment which would have as great an impact on our society as had the BBC's national programmes. The station's first news bulletin told of a telephone call saying a bomb was timed to go off in the station at 1 o'clock. but the station is in fact still on the air.
And it's stayed on air ever since, moving premises but once. Radio Leicester had a staff of 16, with about an hour or two of needle time, opting into network when it felt like it. Outside the premises on launch day, protesters from the Free Radio Association carried placards saying, BBC monopoly equals stagnation. The Times report, well, they said, it all sounds dreadfully parochial, but maybe that was the idea. The report estimated a maximum audience of 160,000, and that figure was informed by the number of VHF sets, 60,000, now called FM, the sets that could pick it up. It was later awarded medium wave frequencies to make sure it could be more widely heard.
On 837 kHz, 358 metres medium wave and 95.1 stereo VHF, it's Radio Leicester's Crosstalk.
Keeping the city and county on the move, it's Radio Leicester's travel news.
So, Radio Leicester was on the air and other stations quickly followed, and its architect, Frank Gillard, prepared to be judged.
By this time next year, we shall be engaged in the business of evaluating, for the Postmaster General, the success that the stations have had in the period of their operation as experiments. And it's on the strength of the assessment that will be made next year that decisions will be taken whether to go ahead with a great expansion of local radio or whether to curtail the operation, perhaps even to cancel what's happened so far.
Well, of course, the trial was seen as a success and BBC funding followed and the network continued to expand. Happy 50th birthday, BBC Radio Leicester.